Hi there, it's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on this Friday. We are about to wrap up a week of live broadcasts. With your help, we know that you're going to want to participate. I am Jerry Usher, nasal congestion and all, along with Debbie Giorgiani and the show team. That's right, day two of my battling this, but it's better, I think, so I'm on the mend.
You sound better. Oh, good. Great. Yeah, and your coloring looks good, too. You don't look like, you know, you're ready to pass out or anything.
Or die or anything like that.
Yeah.
Well, that's good to know, Dr. Debbie. Thank you.
You know, you put on the website about this was a great week of shows, and it really was. Yesterday, after the show on Scripture, Favorite Bible Verses, I was inundated with everybody saying, Debbie, the last Scripture passage you mentioned was Philippians 4:13. I think I might have said 4:17, but it's 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, who is my strength. And and so many people, Jerry, I mean, it was too many to count, said, that's mine. That's what I live by. And they said, could you please do that show again? And so we did put it back on the calendar again in a couple months. So I agree. I love Philippians 4:13. But you're right, Jerry. It was a great week of shows. And now we're finishing the week of shows, going into the weekend, talking about our families, our siblings, to be precise. And we're going to be talking about, is there a sibling that you look up to, a sibling that you admire in your family? And we want to talk about it. Right, Jerry?
We do, and there are many ways for you to weigh in on the conversation. By phone, of course, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. That will get you connected with Matt Gabensky, and shortly after that, with us. You can email take2@EWTN.com. We are streaming live the video, waving to you folks on YouTube and Facebook. You can post your comments there. They will get to us as well. You can text the letters EWTN to 55000. Wait for a response. Put your first name in and your comments, and there might be a small data rate for that, depending on your plan, and you could post on the show website, take2show.com. So this could be an older sibling, a brother or sister, a younger brother or sister. What's beautiful about a family is, Debbie, I think everybody sort of has a different sibling that they look at and say, wow, you know, I'm really respectful of that person. I really admire what he has done. I admire what she has done. And right. The age factor doesn't even weigh into it sometimes, because when you're adults, you know, it's not so much like when you're kids. A year or two difference in age is a huge difference, you know, but when we're adults, it isn't. So I'm really interested to hear what our listeners have to say about this.
And if you're an only child, maybe talk about a very close friend that you have that you look up to, or a cousin, or someone in your, you know, extended family. We want to make sure we cover this from all angles. We're not just assuming that you have siblings. I'm one of six. Jerry is one of five, right? Marty is one of seven, my husband. So we come from big families, and so there's a lot of siblings. And it's really interesting. I can speak for my husband. He definitely looks up to his sister that's just, I think, right above him or one above that, his sister Melanie. He absolutely loves her, and she's so kind and beautiful, and she's just a good person inside and out, very giving, very loving, and she's very loyal. And my husband loves that about his big sister Melanie.
Well, very good. What about you, Take Two family? We got to go into the weekend strong. As Debbie says, do not get your weekend started yet. We have an assignment for you, and that is to join us here on the program at 833-288-3986. It shouldn't take you too long to ponder this and reflect on this and come up with a sibling, a brother, or a sister that you admire in a special way. Someone who has done something, you know, contributed greatly to society or your family. Maybe somebody who has helped you out through a difficult time and gotten you to a better place. 833-288-3986 is the number. And we have Matt Gabensky waiting to talk to you right now.
Okay, so come on, fill up those phone lines, talk about your siblings, and if you admire them, or maybe you would like to admire them, and maybe there's some things that are going on with the relationship, we can talk about that as well. We talk about you know, every angle, the good, the bad, and the ugly here on Take Two. It's a safe place. You do not have to be Catholic to call in, but we need to hear from you. We want to fill the phone lines, 833-288-3986. And Jerry and I will share who we admire in our families. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing to honor families, and we should support families and marriages, because right now we have a world that's trying to tear families apart and to divide people. And so we choose topics that build people up, that make people walk away going, no, you know what? There is hope. There's a great future ahead. And, you know, we should be looking at it this way, you know, very positively and in a productive way. And so that's why we do these programs. So if you don't participate, you're just going to hear Jerry and I going back and forth and back and forth like a ping pong match. And we don't want that to happen. We want to hear from you. 833-288-3986. That's the way to do it. Now the phone lines are ringing.
Well, and especially in the age, the societal circumstances in which we live today, where families don't really, as they get to become adults, they don't really just stay around the same area. You see that in a lot of places, excuse me, like in maybe in the upper Midwest, where you have farming, you know, farming towns, and right. and the kids, you know, get married and stay there and work the farm or get their own farm or something. This happens in other places as well, but in so many places, families just go to the four winds. So I mean, I think the foundational question. Question is, you know, do you even have relationships with all of your siblings? Hopefully you do. I do. My three remaining brothers are all probably within, you know, probably spread out 1,000, 1,215 miles away from each other, but we all have a great, great relationship. So that is what we're asking you today, is if there's one sibling that you really think is A-plus in your life and in your mind, 833-288-3986.
There were 6.5 years between me and my brother that's right above me. And so I felt part of a big family, but I also felt like an only child. And so you hear me talk about Kristen a lot. And so Kristen in North Carolina, she is like my sister, and I admire her very, very much. We have such a great mutual respect and love for each other. I mean, it's like the perfect relationship. So, you know, that could be that, you know, maybe that's a situation for you and you want to highlight that special person. Please, now is the time to call in. There are three open phone lines. Three. Pick up one of them. 833-288-3986.
Okay, we have many people, as Debbie said, on the line, but a couple of lines open. We will start with Alicia in just a few minutes here. The show team is in place. Thank you, affiliates, for carrying Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. And thank you, Take Two family, for being here with us today again on the program. And we look forward to hearing from you. Well, you're with Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN. Hopefully you came here intentionally. Sometimes people are channel surfing and find the program. If this is the first time you've ever listened, this is a show driven by you, the listeners. We put a topic out there, and with your insights, wisdom, your lived experiences, you make the show very impactful for the rest of us. So hope that you will get a chance to call in and participate today in our conversation about having a sibling that you look up to. If there's a brother or sister, older or younger, could be a stepbrother, stepsister, just someone that you really feel like is, you know, really walks the walk and talks the talk, so to speak. 833-288-3986. And before we go to the phones, I want to mention that EWTN Religious Catalog has everything you're looking for Christmas to give as gifts. And, of course, they have Christmas cards. And I want to tell you about the Bouguereau Christmas Cards boxed set in designs originally painted by William Bouguereau. This boxed set of Christmas cards contains five each of five different images. The Song of the Angels card includes Robert Louis Stevenson's A Christmas Prayer and the inscription, "May the glad songs of the angels resound in your heart all the year. Glory to God in the highest." Other cards feature Virgin and Child, Madonna of the Roses, and Regina Angelorum, plus poems and inscriptions. And the cards are 5x7. The set includes 25 white envelopes. So please check out this Bouguereau Christmas card box set at EWTNRC.com. If you put the code FREE in at checkout, you get free shipping, standard shipping in the continental U.S. for orders of $75 or more online. So go to EWTNRC.com. It's not too early to get those Christmas cards, and this is a beautiful set.
Anything about angels, you know I love. So definitely.
Yeah, right.
That's a winner right there. Before we get to Alicia, who's going to be first up here on... I think we're going to, where are we going? Mary-Kate, I guess. It just switched. Okay, so I'm not quite sure. Jerry, you figure that out. I just want to share something about my family real quickly, because I know my sister Marianne is probably listening this morning. So I'm the youngest. My sister Marianne's the oldest. We're the bookends. There's four in between of our family. And I would say I literally look up to my sister Marianne. She's 5 inches taller than I am. And she's a great gal. She's a good soul. And I so enjoy talking to her. She's, you know, incredibly brilliant. I mean, very smart, reads a lot, writes a lot. She's just incredible. I think she's the only person I know in my whole entire life that's kept a journal, a diary, since she was young. And she's in her 60s. Isn't that amazing? Every single day of her life. Yeah.
There's a series of movies in there.
Yeah.
Not just a movie, but several sequels.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's pretty cool. She's a cool gal and she listens to the show. So Marianne, you're definitely somebody that I look up to literally and admire. So there you go.
Hi,
and you,
Marianne.
Shared, yeah. You said, and she's praying for you. She wants you to get better. She says,
oh,
Jerry needs to fix that cold.
Thank you, Marianne.
Well, how about you? I know you look up to your sister that passed, Mary. I know you very much looked up to her.
Yeah, well, actually, I still do look up to her because I believe she's in heaven. So every time I think of her, I look up to her. And I know that she is doing anything she can to help the rest of us. But yeah, all of my brothers, my brother Joe in particular, he was in the Navy, a career Navy guy for about 23 years on a nuclear sub, went out on some dangerous operations and missions and, you know, just poured himself out for our country, for our freedoms. He endured a brain tumor about 10 years ago. It's been removed. And thank God the MRIs annually are showing that it's holding steady. It's not growing or anything. So I really admire him, especially for going through that brain tumor. They did that awake surgery, you know, Debbie, when they keep mm-hmm. you awake, when they do the brain surgery, that had to be just, Jesus, I trust in you moment. But my other brothers, John and Jim, are cool. And my brother-in-law, yes. Larry, was a career Marine. So it's hard to keep it to one, I guess.
And Anita, your sister-in-law, Anita.
You
have a great family. I love all your family. And Joe, if you're listening, we love you so very much. Okay, so I think we figured it out. A few folks are on hold. A few folks are still being screened by Matt. So we actually are going to move first to Mary-Kate. And Mary-Kate is a first-time caller from Illinois. Hi, Mary-Kate. Welcome.
Hi, Jerry and Debbie. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, perfectly.
Yeah, you were cutting out a little bit there, but go ahead.
Hi, yeah, I'm on a cell phone in my driveway, actually. I just felt moved to call you. I love your show so much. I listen quite a bit. And I just wanted to honor my brother, Mark. He passed away about 4 years ago. And this is a little unusual, I guess, but not the type of call you were expecting, but Mark, his vocation pretty much, I would say, was suffering. He was schizophrenic. He was very ill for about 41 years. And he just was such an amazing person. I've never known anyone who was so courageous as my brother. All the medicines that they tried with him, nothing really stopped his hallucinations, but he never complained. He was so humble, and he had so much faith, and he just, you know, met every day with grace and with love, and he, you know, couldn't reach out to people. He couldn't go out and be with other people. He was mostly kind of a hermit at home, but my siblings and I loved him so very much. And at the end of his life, we were raised in a devout Christian home, a Protestant home, but he became Catholic along with my other brother, John. It was so important to him. He prayed the rosary daily. He introduced me to the Divine Mercy Chaplet. I have his rosary now. He passed away from a brain tumor about 4 years ago. And so I just feel like he taught much about life and about what is important in life, and my children as well, and my siblings. So I just wanted to honor him.
Mm. Mary-Kate, thank you for honoring Mark. What a beautiful tribute you paid to him right there. And, you know, you're right. Some people, you put it, I think, very succinctly, a vocation. Some people's vocation, that is a calling. A vocation comes from the Latin word vocare, which means to call. And God will call some people to be what the church calls victim souls. And I don't I was going to say, I don't know if anybody, volunteers for that. I think maybe some people do. Some people, in their prayer and they have mystical experiences and they pray and they offer themselves to our Lord to suffer on behalf of other people. But those who maybe don't volunteer for it, in the case of Mark, it sounds like he accepted it with such grace and dignity. And the beauty of his, converting to Catholicism and introducing you to the Rosary and especially the Divine Mercy Chaplet. Mm-hmm. This is absolutely a beautiful story. And I always say, Debbie, God is so gentle with us and he uses difficulty, sufferings, and hardships to bring so much good out of those circumstances.
Absolutely. And Mary Kate, I don't think there's any accident that you're sharing about Mark's life today on Pope John Paul II's day, with the Divine Mercy Chaplet and the love that your brother had for Our Lady and the Rosary, and then you have the Rosary. Mark, just as you were describing him, I was just listening and I was absorbing everything you said. And I was welling up with emotion because I was thinking to myself, boy, he dealt with this every single day. And yet you said he had such a great attitude and disposition and a great faith. And that's, you talk about admiring somebody. He's a hero. I mean, to have that happen to him and live through it, but still keep, a sense of, and it sounds like he had joy in him as well, with that faith. Look how it has passed on to you, and I'm sure everyone else that he encountered and people that knew him. Mary Kate, I believe you have, this is my personal opinion, okay, I'm not representing the church, I believe you got a great intercessor there with Mark, because, Mary Kate, I really do. I just think his life had so much depth to it, and now for eternity has so much more.
I think so too. Thank you so much. My family is Catholic, all my children, and I know they were very moved by his life, and they were young, but as they get older, I think they're starting to understand more, how special he was, and I do believe he's in heaven, and just he's my hero as well, and he always will be.
And he lives now more than ever in Christ, and I'm sure when you go to Mass, you are really, really close with Mark, and that's a beautiful thing. So God bless you, Mary Kate. What a beautiful sister you are, and you were very blessed to have a brother like him.
God bless you too. Thank you.
Thanks for calling in. 833-288-3986. Great first call from Mary Kate. What about you, Take-Two family? Do you have a sibling, brother, sister, older, younger, step sibling that you particularly look up to who has inspired you in some way or another? 833-288-3986. And Adam is next in Defiance, Ohio, and he's listening on Annunciation Radio. Hi, Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Hello. Hello, it's nice to see you guys, or to talk to you. I just
Likewise.
Wanted to share that I'm from a family of 7 children, but just my parents, I wanted to give kudos to them and the way that they prioritized their lives and made us, they taught us by their example, and I really appreciated that, and I think that that's the best way for, it's good for all parents to hear that and to understand that that's how we teach our children. And I have 4 children of my own now, and I have a sister that has 5 children, and we're all growing, and the family's just getting bigger. I'm actually smack in the middle of this. No, I'm not. I'm 1, 2, 3. I'm 3 from the top. And it's nice. We all, God willing, will continue to be good friends. And I do look up to my brother probably the most just because it's just me and him as the only boys, and he's a very man's man, right? He's a hunter, and he loves his nephews to no end, and he'll do anything for them. And I just wanted to give a shout out to all of my family and how at different points in our lives, even I look up to them for different help, and we're always all have been there for each other. And yeah, I guess that's all I really wanted to share.
Well, Adam, could you do us a favor? Because we have a lot of listeners that ask us for parenting tips and all sorts of things. Tell us a couple things that your parents did really well. Could you do that?
My dad really, he worked in the cemetery. He's actually a deacon now. So he used to work in the cemetery, and I'm absolutely positive that he prayed for us all day while he was out. And, you know, he, when the sun was up, he was working. So he probably put in 14 hours in the summer and then didn't work as much in the wintertime because you couldn't be out doing stuff.
Right.
My mother was home, and she would always be doing whatever she had to for us in the home. She did drive bus, but she was always just be available. That's the thing. If you be present, not you don't have to do anything special. There's no, to me, there's no special spell that you can say. It's just to be present. Be available to your children, and they will be there for you. I guess that's the number one lesson I've learned is that my parents were always had time for me. That's all I got.
Well, and that is the most important thing. You know, studies show time after time after time. Adam, you know this. Debbie, you know this. What do kids want most from their moms and dads? They want to be to spend time with their moms and dads. And, you know, it's understandable that one or two parents may be working and they're very, very busy and they're not home as much as they would like to be. So they maybe try to compensate for a lack of time with their kids by, you know, giving them a lot of stuff and, you know, their phones and their video games and all of that. And all of that is fine. But really, just being present, Adam, like you said, because if parents are not present to their kids, they're going to look for that presence somewhere else. They want that affirmation. They want somebody in front of them to look them in the eyes and affirm them for who they are. And if they're not getting that from mom and dad, which in your case, you definitely got it, then Debbie, I think they are going to go looking for that somewhere else. And there's a lot of really bad rabbit trails that they can go down and looking for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, Adam, it's so interesting that you're saying this because I actually, when I was an RE director, one of the scenarios that I did for case studies for my thesis paper for theology was exactly this, about time spent with the youth and young adults. And it's so true. And it sounds like your parents made you, I mean, you were one of seven, but made you all feel very special individually. And I was reading more about the apparitions, the Marian apparitions, and they were talking about how when Mary looks at each of her children, she looks at as though it's the only one. So if Mary was looking at Jerry right now, Jerry would be the only one in the whole entire universe that matters, you know. And so that intense kind of you know, dedication and focus and love, and that's how our God looks at each and every one of us. And so it sounds like your parents modeled that. And then one of our listeners just sent in this text saying, plus, they really feel that your father being a deacon and his holy example, that possibly that rubbed off on all of you kids. And that's such a beautiful thing. So a lot of comments are coming in about your family and how beautiful it is for you to step up and honor your siblings. And you've got four kids, so your family that you're that you are raising.
Right. Thank you very much for your affirmation. And I agree. I just, I'm glad that you guys are or here, so that way I can tell the world, right? Thank you for what you do. We appreciate you.
You're welcome, Adam. Have a blessed day, a blessed weekend, for that matter. 833-288-3986. Just like Adam, Debbie, I think all of the Take Two family, really now, we've been on the air 6.5 years. Early on, we didn't really know what kind of a show this was going to evolve into or what it was going to be. But the Take Two family know very, very well right now that we want to hear their stories. You know, we want to hear people's stories, their lives, be inspired by them. And that's what's happening now every day on the show. I just think it's great.
I totally agree, and we feel so blessed to be part of this journey with you, the Take Two family. So keep calling. We're not done yet. Don't get started with your weekend yet. 833-288-3986. We're talking about families and siblings today, so call us.
Well, you You can be a part of this show from anywhere you are. It's a global broadcast. Thanks to technology and the great work and the blessings that EWTN has poured out to the world through EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network and, of course, TV and print and publishing and online and so many other ways. So wherever you are, please feel free to join us either by phone at 833-288-3986. And outside of North America, it's 1-205-271-2985. And then there's the email, text, show website, and social media comments, which we have some that we'll get to very shortly here. But
and you have plenty of time. And you have plenty of time to get on the show, but just don't wait any longer. 833. It's Friday, folks. Okay, you know what happens to me on Fridays. 833-288-3986. It's my favorite day of the week. What's your favorite day? I'm just curious.
I like them all. I like Fridays. Yeah.
You do? Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
It's sort of, you can kind of power down the engine a little bit for a couple days, even though if you have a lot of things to do, you know.
And look forward to Sunday Mass.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Absolutely. Yep. 833-288-3986. Pick up that last phone line. Please do so and share about this is your last chance to share about your siblings. No Catholic guilt there, but you never know. You may need to use this broadcast with your families. Okay. Where are we going next? Alita?
Alita, yeah.
Alita in Brown Lake, Illinois, waiting so patiently. Hi, Alita. Welcome.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Alita.
Hey, how are you?
Doing pretty well. I'm working my way through a cold, and Debbie, I think, is doing quite well today, I hope.
Sounds like strong people.
Oh, praise God. So what would you like to share, Alita, with us? Inspire us, please.
I got interested with what Debbie mentioned earlier on the radio when I was roaming around and everything, and all of a sudden she said, I heard her talking, and then she mentioned right before, I was like, ooh, I wonder, I don't know, something about, like, the way you guys were speaking about, like, family, and then she mentioned hope. That right there is what caught me to actually want to call. So I just want to mention family because siblings, I'm not really close to them, but I am close to family. The family I'm close to is the family that I created. I did get in touch again with cousins. Mm-hmm. So I just want to mention with cousins that I have a lot of love and respect for my cousins that are really strong individuals in the Chicagoland area. They live far away from me, but they have seen the effort that I put in to go over there to go see them, from me having no car to them seeing me have multiple cars to make sure that I go and see them and check up on them to see how they're doing. And when I needed them the most, they were there. And I just want to say that with everything I've been hearing throughout the radio station from other callers and you, what you mentioned, that it's true that if you don't get that love and family at the beginning at a young age, you will go looking for it somewhere else. And sometimes you could get caught up in a different type of environment that you don't even want to be in, but that's the only family you know of.
Right.
So
right.
I'm that type of individual that's why I say I created my family, because at a young age, I was able to not allow bad behavior or bad people to stay in my life. And that comes with a lot of responsibility. If you choose bad decisions, they will come back around to show you this is what happens when you chose the bad decisions to lead you to where you're at. When you're young, you think, oh, there's no way I'm going to have that come back around me. I'll have some type of form of way to block that in my life. Who are these adults to tell me that I won't serve that I will serve a consequence when I could do something to not serve it? I just want to say that the man above, he sees everything that you do. And he does show you eventually what you have to serve as a consequence, even if you try running away from it. And this is why at a young age, I somehow was like my own therapist. I didn't have family to be there for me like that. So I was the only person to be there for myself. knowing I didn't grow up in the best environment that I thought I had, you know, that I thought, you know, I would have. So for those out there that are even listening or that can relate, is that when you grow up like that and you come such a far, like, you know, path, such a long way to be where you're at and be your own individual, be your own person, mm-hmm. however you are as a person, how you carry yourself will eventually reward you. It will eventually show you that it was all worth it, you know. Mm-hmm. Even the moments that you were alone, even the moments that you might have needed somebody the most at that point of life, everything will later on, like, there will be some type of reward, or there will be some type of, you know, love, or it will just show you that it was all worth it. You will have mm-hmm. moments in your life where it's all worth it, you know. Don't yeah. ever give up in how you are as a person, or make you believe that because of the people that didn't show you that or didn't encourage you or give you some type of support that it's time to give up. No, that is the moment you put even more effort into something and push out of that, because you will get stuck in a box thinking that there's no hope, thinking that there's no way that you could come out of it, but you can. What you can do is knock that box out and push forward, because mm-hmm. the man above didn't bring you here into this world to just easily give up and say the best way out is to not be here no more. And at this time of our lives, everybody around the world, we've all gone through something where we felt boxed in with COVID. We felt trapped inside our homes. We felt like, oh, like everything changed. And, you know, we wanted to be around family more, but we couldn't, you know. So it makes you think and believe something else when... Right. You're at home and you don't feel like you're at home, or you want to go see family and you can't see them.
Alita, you said so many things that you were on a roll, and everything you said, I was saying inside my spirit, amen, amen, amen. You're spot on. I love so many elements of what you said, and you as an individual, you are strong. You are a survivor. You know, you were very selective on who you were going to choose around you as your support system. You chose, like you said, your cousins and people that can support you and move you along a very healthy, productive path. And I'm right with you on that. I think that is beautiful. I love your interior strength. I love the words that you're sharing, because I think it's very powerful. And I believe it's Holy Spirit prompted and inspired. So way to go. You are an awesome soul. There's no accident that you tripped onto this station and this particular broadcast. I think this was your time to shine and share this with the world, Alita. I really do. What do you think, Jerry?
I agree completely. Interior strength is exactly what I was going to zero in on as well, Alita. And you have indeed, as Debbie said, offered many, many beautiful pearls of wisdom for us today. Especially, I think one of the most important that you shared is the need that we need to press on. Then, you know, knock that box out of our way if we have to, and keep on moving, because the world is going to box us in from time to time. And there are those moments when we all could feel like giving up or turning yeah. back and going back, you know, going backward or whatever. But you've inspired us all, Alita, I know, to be more firm in our resolve to move forward mm-hmm. in God's plan for our lives, despite the obstacles that are going to come. Jesus says, temptation is going to come. He says other things, you've got to pick up your cross and follow me.
And so, never lose hope. Yeah.
Yeah. Beautiful, Alita. Thank you.
Yes, that's what I was referring to, that temptation. We sometimes get tempted to be like, if I don't have that type of love, whether it's family, significant others, or siblings, cousins, whatever it is, when we don't have that love from someone or the one that we want the most, we will find it somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it will lead us to the wrong person. And all of a sudden, you find yourself in a different path. And I'm telling you, it all starts from yourself, your own individual self. Mm-hmm. If you decide at that moment, all right, I'm going to go for it, I don't care, well, eventually it will catch on. You're doing mm-hmm. that to yourself. And with COVID going on and everything, I noticed that even when COVID hit, I was still the same. I was okay, fine, you know, being at home or, you know, not going anywhere. I still had options. I'm an adventurous type of person. I love being by water. I love being able to be in bike trails. Even before COVID, I always loved being surrounded by nature. And when you're mm-hmm. around nature, water, that doesn't cost a dollar. That doesn't cost a thing. With how I see how society is nowadays, they rely so much on phones. They rely so much on having to spend money to do something for fun or to have fun. Yes, at times you do need money to be able to have breakfast, to be able to go somewhere and treat yourself. Yes, but that isn't a source that you should rely on. It should be, you should look more forward and more out in life and see that being able to get on the water, being able to do something different will open up more doors to you instead of being so closed in to what the, what, you know, society has made you believe that by, you know, spending money and showing off how you're going out every single day or every time to show that, you know, you're an important person. That doesn't, or you know, that's not showing how important you are. You're showing a type of entertainment. And when you show that, you become, you have that feeling like, I have to keep showing off. I have to keep being on it. And all of a sudden, you feel like there's nothing more for you to give. There's no more for you to put out.
Because that becomes your facade, in a sense, Debbie.
Exactly.
Yeah, I knew you were thinking the same thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not really who you are.
That's right. But Alita's viewpoint, you know, she's got a bigger, a godlier view, you know, a godly view of what it means to be on this earth and to walk a good path. I love it. I pray that Alita continues, if she has the promptings of the Spirit, to call in anytime and share with us these, like you said, these great, you know, spiritual nuggets for us to really think about and contemplate. And a great soul. Alita, there was no accident you called. We love you. Call us anytime you feel the promptings of the Spirit. But isn't that true, Jerry? We can have a worldly view or a godly view, right?
Yes. Yes, indeed. And it is important to have the latter and not have that erased by all of the challenges that are going on, especially in these last couple of years. So thanks, Alita, for really lifting us all up on this Friday. You have edified us. We appreciate that. Back to the phones in a moment, but there are YouTube and Facebook comments. So Crystal is watching on YouTube. Hello there to everybody on YouTube and Facebook. She says, my brother has 8 children, 1 set of twins born on Christmas. I can call him for anything, and he will still make time to come by and do some handyman stuff. He is awesome. Aww. And Betsy says, I want to honor my brother Jimmy, who died from, if I say this right, Duchenne dystrophy at the age of 37. He was so gentle and so strong.
And Catherine wants to say, my younger sister, my family is not Catholic, although they sent her and I to a Catholic schools growing up. She went through a tough phase in her life. She had a baby girl out of wedlock whom she raised. She then had another baby girl, and none of us ever met the father. She had the self-awareness to realize that she could not raise her, so she gave her up for adoption. I don't think I could ever do something so selfless and loving like that. That baby girl is now a part of a beautiful family who waited 9 years for a baby. They were connected through Catholic Charities. It's an open adoption, and so we all... Oh, this is going to make me cry. It's an open adoption, so we are all happy to gather during the holidays. The amount of love that God brought from that difficult time just blows me away. I'm happy to say my sister is now married to a wonderful man, and they have a sweet little boy together. Wow, you talk about... Look at that love. The love. Wow, Jerry. Is that an amazing story?
That is beautiful, beautiful. And Aiden on Facebook says, most kind greetings from Ireland. What a great job you are doing. You have been a great help to me in my Catholic faith. Thank you so much, Debbie and Jerry. I cannot repay you enough. Keep up the great work you do. We love you. Well, Aiden, that is just an affirmation of what you and the Take-Two family do on this show every day. It's not so much me and Debbie. It's the Take-Two family. So we are all indeed truly a family. We love all of you guys, and we appreciate your support and love for us as well.
Thank you. And I just wanted to say, too, Jerry, Alita's call, did it make you think of, because you were a DJ back in the day, did it make you think of the song, you know, Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places?
Of course.
Did it make you think of that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking that as Alita was talking, because so true. But look how this music really, you know, it kind of, you know, it amplifies how we really feel, you know, in our lives. Interesting how music relates to our lives. Okay, Daniel in Tiffin, Ohio, our friend Dan on John Paul the Great Radio. Hi, Dan. Welcome.
Hello. Good to talk to you again. I didn't have a whole lot to add. First off, so Alita, wow, very well articulated. Her faith foundation and her focus, man, does she set the bar.
Indeed.
That was awesome.
Indeed. Yeah.
So I don't have a favorite sibling. There are five of us. My take on it, and I learned aspects from all of them, especially the older I get, I look back and ponder on it, and I see the different paths that we all took and the decisions that we have made. But I always felt special, not any more than anyone else, but I thought I was special because I was born a twin. And to make it more interesting, my other half is a polar opposite female. She graduated first in our class. I did not challenge that at all in my studies. But she was very introverted and I was very extroverted, but you know, we couldn't have been more opposites. Mm-hmm. A lot of people in the high school didn't know that we were twins until the day of graduation when they announced, you know, your name and then daughter of, and then, you know, son of. Wow. So we couldn't have been more opposite. But I always felt special about that growing up. I probably didn't relish it a whole lot when I was younger because of things that had to be shared. But as you get older, you just see. And it was great to have kind of a built-in female counselor going through high school, you know, the girlfriend phase and all that. And then, you know, when you start courting your wife and all that, and
right,
you don't want
right.
to say anything knuckleheaded or, you know, like come off like a caveman. But
Dan, a couple questions I have to ask you. First of all, I didn't know you had a twin. That is amazing. So does she have a name?
Her name is Laura, L-A-U-R-A.
Mm-hmm. And does your wife and Laura get along?
Yes. So she helps my wife, Teresa, kind of unwind me a little bit.
Oh,
understand,
nice.
You know, why I do what I do. So,
I love that. Does she live in Tiffin too, or is she far away, Laura?
Far away. So out of five kids, we're in four different states, from Nevada to Georgia, down to Kentucky, and then there's just two of us in Ohio. I'm in Northern Ohio. I have a sister in Southern Ohio. My mom is in Tennessee. My dad passed away a couple of years ago. So we're pretty well spread out, but you know, there's a nice tightness there. You know, my mom and dad did a great job of fostering, you know, relationships that lasted amongst the siblings.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's a strong takeaway.
Yeah. I've always been fascinated with twins and the whole dynamics of, and that's why I asked if like Teresa and Laura get along, because you actually like sort of have like two wives, you know, with your sister being so close as a twin, you know. But I think it's really
right.
Beautiful, Dan. You know, I didn't know that about you. That is so interesting. No, you know, that's amazing. You learn a lot about people when you hear about their upbringing, and that's fascinating. What do you think? I always wanted to be a twin, Jerry.
So in 1963, the statistics are if a pregnant woman walked into a hospital, the 37 of them walked into a hospital, 36 would walk out with one baby, one would walk out with two babies. So it's like, wow, one in 37. And just the whole aspect of sharing room in the womb.
Right.
And then the different paths that we took. I mean, seriously, she is fair-skinned, light-haired, blue-eyed, and you've seen me. Well, of course, I'm gray hair now, but I had dark hair, you know, darker toned skin.
Sure.
And I have brown and blue eyes, you know, for whatever reason. I couldn't make my mind up. So it's like, we'll go with two colors. Why not? So,
wow. That is so cool.
But though. But here's kind of another cool kind of an aspect. So my sister Laura's husband ended up getting and then passing from, he had brain cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a rough road to hoe. And she was all the way out in Nevada. So that made it hurt not to be able to be there for her. But kind of fast forward, 3 years after that, my best friend contracted fibromyalgia or brain cancer. I don't remember the name of the strain that he had. And so my friend and his wife were really struggling. So I asked Laura if she would talk to my friend. So my sister, Laura, talked to my friend, her name is Martha, to help her deal with my buddy that was passing away. A year and a half after that, my wife's brother was passing away, also from brain cancer. So I reached back to Martha and said, hey, Martha, could you kind of reach out to my brother-in-law, Gus's wife, and talk? So, you know, you never you never know what, you know, when the dominoes start falling, how they connect from one to another to another. And they each of these women passed on in a very stressed time, you know, wisdom and observations to help the next individual suffering. It was just kind of a neat thing.
Beautiful. It's a beautiful thing, actually. Daniel, I'm sure you know that we keep a book, a prayer book for living and deceased. Are there any names you would like us to put in today? I don't know if they're already in there, because I know you're a friend of the show and you probably called before, but Debbie is at the ready.
Only my dad
with
is in there.
Oh, okay.
You only have my dad in there, but the three individuals that had glioblastoma would be my sister Laura's husband, Rich, my best friend's, the wife of my best friend, the husband's name is Matt. Mm-hmm. And then my brother-in-law, my wife's brother, was Gus.
Gus, okay. Well, now we have the whole family in there. So there you go. You got everybody in there.
Beautiful, Daniel.
I appreciate the time.
Yeah, well, we appreciate you making the time. Thank you so much. And we thank all the great folks at John Paul the Great Catholic Radio there in Tiffin, Ohio, for what they do. Patricia and Elizabeth and everybody there bringing Catholic radio to their area of the country.
Yes.
We're going to get to Leslie. Leslie, hold on. You're just next. I just have to mention that Register Radio, this is the radio part of the National Catholic Register, the newspaper for EWTN. They do a program. They spin it off of the newspaper called Register Radio with Jeanette DeMello and Matthew Bunsen. That's Saturday afternoons, 4 Eastern Time, and Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time on many of these same EWTN stations. And this week, Register contributor Patty Armstrong gives us reasons godparents exist and explains how the Marlon Brando model of the Godfather gets it very wrong. You don't want to miss this. Register staff writer Peter Smith talks about the trouble some parishes are having with internet scams and how to avoid them. So don't miss Register Radio tomorrow, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and then Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time.
Absolutely. This was a great week of shows. And we're going to finish with Leslie in Texas, listening on the EWTN app. Thanks, Leslie, for waiting, and welcome.
Hi. I just want to say you all do, I think you do important work with this show, and thank you. And when you say something on the radio, it goes throughout the universe, so the heavens hear it. And that's why I wanted to say on the air that I'm so grateful for my sister, Patty. She always makes time for me, and she doesn't have a lot of time to spare. But because she's made time for me, I don't think I would have made it through the last few years. And so I want to tell God's universe how grateful I am for my sister, Patty. And thank you for your show. Goodbye.
Well, yeah, don't hang up unless you have to go, Leslie. But this is very, very, it's beautiful. Every call today has been, I think, very impactful. And that's what Debbie and I pray for before the show and the show team. Not that we'll have a great show, that we'll say all the right things, that, you know, we'll get tons of callers. All those things kind of take care of themselves. But we really want to have an impactful program. And Leslie, we can hear you're even a little bit emotional, it sounds like, as you talk about your sister, Patty, how she always makes time for you. And Debbie, look at the effect that has on Leslie. You know, Leslie has, you know, a need sometimes of companionship or maybe a little bit of assistance or help doing something, getting somewhere maybe. I don't know the circumstances. But, you know, we live in a world where sometimes siblings, even if they live in the same area, they're so busy and they're so occupied and they don't have time to go help even a brother or a sister. So I think this is very beautiful.
I completely agree. And Leslie, I put you and Patty in our book and your entire family and extended family. So you're in our book. But, you know, it shows how much you care about Patty. You wanted to tell the world how much you love her because she spends that beautiful time. But that just goes to show the love that you two share, the bond that you share. And that is a beautiful thing. And you know, where two or more are gathered, he is present. And so God is right in the midst of your beautiful relationship. And I just want to say, Leslie, you're a beautiful soul for sharing this today. And I keep this broadcast because I think it could make a great gift for Patty. So wonderful call and a great way to end this incredible week of shows, Jerry.
Yeah, another quick Facebook comment. Don says, my brother, we grew up in the military, so we were in constant in each other's lives, having to move every 3 years. One memory I have is after a concert tour in England, we were delayed in leaving London. And when we arrived late in Atlanta, I had a major panic attack and was removed from the plane after boarding. And my brother and his friends stuck with me and gave me a lot of support. We don't always get along, but I know he's always there for me if I ever need him. Beautiful.
Wow. That is
Thank
beautiful.
You, Don.
Yes, and keep sending your comments, and we can keep the conversation going. You can always email us. We read everything at take2@ewtn.com. Jerry, on Monday, I am super excited because it's one of my favorite saints, St. Anthony. I love him. He helps us find everything, and it's amazing, and we're going to be talking about him on Monday. What do you think?
Yeah, maybe you pray to St. Anthony when you've lost something. That is one of the things he is the patron saint of. Maybe you're not at all familiar with that practice. We're going to talk about that, and hopefully with your great participation again on Monday. Until then, have a beautiful and blessed weekend. St. Joseph, pray for us.